Well, hello guys, I managed to get some Peroni. That's because the local store near me has started stocking it. And it's no more expensive than it is when I get it somewhere else. So miracles do happen. Now this video may not fly too well on UT, but I'm gonna ask you guys a question. I'm gonna create a kind of scenario. I'm gonna give you a choice of two femons to have sex with. And only have sex. No relationship. They both have almost perfect bodies. Well proportioned. They both are very attractive, even with only a little makeup. One has just turned 19. The other one has just turned 50. Now remember guys, this is just strictly for sex. You don't have to call her back. Of course, when I say 19, I mean in the country you're in has to be the legal age. Let's hear it, guys. Now, if any of you out there said the 50-year-old femon, it's a good likelihood you're lying, maybe to yourself. Males are generally attracted to younger femons. And not because we're pervs or anything. It's a natural thing. A younger femon is obviously fitter, healthier, more fertile, naturally just sexier, to be able to have a successful pregnancy. But there is a problem. In this day and age with the modern femons, a 19-year-old femon has already had many, many lovers. Of course, I call them lovers, but really, it's just a bang, especially in the modern world today. So you can imagine how many suitors she's had when she turns 50. Males are always looking for a vehicle with low mileage, and you'll pay more for that. Because femons are like vehicles in a way. They can't go on forever. Most guys like those cream puff cars. Those are the cars that done low mileage, been taken care of. Preferably with one owner and full service history. And you gotta be careful, because some femons are just a four-cylinder and just a normal carb job. And they go get an operation and become a V8. Injection. They don't last long. The big end goes. Take it easy, fellas.